An international perspective on crop insurance, today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Do farmers in other countries have crop insurance? You bet they do. And many of them have borrowed aspects from the U.S. version, according to Pascal Farrar, president of the International Association of Agricultural Production Insurers.
For example, countries such as China, India, Brazil, and partly Europe have adapted some aspects of the U.S. system when scaling up their own insurance markets. I personally think an important lesson learned from the U.S. experience is the demonstration that with political will and long-term support, subsidized crop insurance can become a very central pillar of agricultural stability.
Farrar says there's some creativity in crop insurance around the world as well.
Some countries are testing innovative reinsurance, such as catastrophic bonds, to add extra capacity and resilience to the industry.
And says Farrar, some crop insurers in other countries incent farmers to be more sustainable.
Some countries are now starting to link insurance subsidies more closely to climate volatility and to possible adaptation, mitigation, and prevention instruments.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.